This is Beans, Beats and Bankruptcy, and I'm Steve Avaletta. Today, we're going to talk about what's hot on the cafe scene, music we're listening to at work, and trustee issues in bankruptcy.
So today, we're having a double espresso from Kingswood in World Square. It's actually really good. Smooth, the beans are great, it's a custom blend. I suggest everyone go there.
In the Beats segment, we're going to be reviewing tracks we work to, how they impact our mood, and whether they assist us to get a good outcome for our clients. So today, we're going to be reviewing a pretty new track by Donny Benet called Negroni Summer. Overall, it's just smooth as silk. The vocals are just like a lullaby, that relaxing feeling you get drinking a Negroni on a sun chair, hanging at the beach. Workability, 10 out of 10. I'd recommend it for complex pleadings. I'd recommend it for background music during meetings. I'd recommend it for long drives going to see clients out in the suburbs. Overall, the track is a 10 out of 10 for working and listening to jams. Hey, what's going on? Back for another round of Bankruptcy Basics today. Pretty excited as well. Got a new pair of glasses with the tortoiseshell. Thought it might be a little bit more fun than the traditional black glasses I tend to wear, but getting into it. Today we're going to be talking about something that comes up all the time. You see it on Google. People are asking their friends, their accountants, and in particular their bankruptcy lawyers, and that is, what happens if I'm served with a bankruptcy notice? Before we get into that though, we're going to be talking about what is a bankruptcy notice. Well, a bankruptcy notice is just a piece of paper, or effectively a digital form, which can be issued to you by a creditor if you have a judgment debt owing to them in the sum of $5,000 or more. Prior to March this year, if you were served with a bankruptcy notice, you would have 21 days to comply with it. Because of the whole COVID-19 situation, and I know in advance this will date this video, but it's a really important distinction to make. At the moment, as of the date of this video, if you serve with a bankruptcy notice, you've got 6 months to comply. I think that's a reflection of public policy and legislative changes to promote, you know, stability and mitigation of insolvency events in the context of the horrible economic destruction being caused by coronavirus. So, but getting back onto the main topic, so you've received a bankruptcy notice, you've got 21 days to comply with it, what do you do? So basically you have four options. The first one is to pay the amount demanded. If you pay the amount in full within the 21 days to your creditor, then all gravy, they can't take any further action. Your other option is to secondly, do a deal with your creditor. So that means approaching them and actually saying, hey, look, I have an issue with your bankruptcy notice, or I can't pay the full amount, but alternatively, I just want to do a deal. I want to make a compromise on what you're demanding. I can't pay it or don't want to pay it in the 21 days or in full. And ultimately, if you come to an agreement with a creditor, then again, all gravy. However, I must, you know, underscore this with the fact that it's not easy enough just to do a deal. There are certain things you need to do once you do a deal to protect yourself as a debtor so that they don't take further action, but we'll get to that at the end. The third option is to make an application to court. So, I mean, you could do this yourself, you could do this with the help of a friend or family member, but ultimately you should go see a specialist bankruptcy lawyer. Usually you would set aside a bankruptcy notice for a number of reasons, but it effectively involves seeking to set aside the underlying court judgment, which comprises the bankruptcy notice, as well as seeking court relief with respect to setting aside the notice itself. There are other circumstances in which you might set aside a bankruptcy notice, but again, this is the basics. We're going to have plenty of time to talk about different cases and circumstances in which bankruptcy notices have and haven't been set aside, but today it's enough to know that if you have an issue with a bankruptcy notice or an underlying judgment, you should get legal advice because you might be able to set it aside. And then your fourth option, which I guess is always an option, is to do nothing. So that involves obtaining the bankruptcy notice, forgetting about it, maybe even throwing it away and tearing it apart and putting it in the bin, but ultimately doing nothing. So what happens then? Well, if you do nothing or you don't satisfy a bankruptcy notice, after the 21 or currently 6 month period, the debtor is deemed to have committed an act of bankruptcy, which means that under the Bankruptcy Act of 1966, that person is deemed to be in a special place legally where their creditor, the person who has the benefit of the expired bankruptcy notice in their favor, or in certain circumstances, other creditors, can actually apply to the court to make the recipient of the bankruptcy notice that has expired, in which case they've done nothing or they've only partially paid it, and they can apply to court to make that person forcibly bankrupt. And once they do that, that's called the sequestration order. So that's really the basics of bankruptcy notices, what you can do and what happens if you don't comply with one. As you can see, it's pretty complicated. So I would suggest that if you get a bankruptcy notice, speak to a lawyer and, you know, jump online, inform yourself as to all your options and dig into the circumstances of the debt, because you may have more options than either just doing nothing or paying the creditor off. You may have other options, and they might involve doing a deal or going to court.